Welcome to the Dalesbrook Circular Audio Trail. This is one of a series of audio trails delivered by Worcestershire County Council's Countryside Service. You will hear some short instructional tracks giving the directions of the walk, along with some longer tracks interpreting what you can see along the way. You can either listen while you walk or stop to listen at the start of each new track. Whilst on the walk, please be sure to close any gates you have opened behind you and keep dogs under close control. This 4.7 mile walk follows mainly gentle terrain and should take about 2 to 3 hours to complete, depending on your speed of walking. Whilst the majority of the walk is on forest roads or the old railway line, there is a short section in the middle that can be muddy and slippery during and after wet weather. Your starting point is the Dry Mill Lane car park, and the first part of the walk is along the old Bewdley to Tenbury railway line, a flat section of just under 2 miles or so. The small rural line was built in the 1860s and ran up until its closure to passengers on the 1st of August 1962 and to freight in 1964, part of the now notorious Beeching Cuts. Although today this feels a remote place, standing in the car park, you are deceptively close to some ancient history in the form of the medieval settlement of Dales. The site of Dales Manor lies just 250 metres to the east, and here, alongside Dales Brook, is the site of a former clay grinding mill, although little now remains apart for the grindstones that are still in situ. However, 19th century maps record a clay pit and the site of a kiln and chimney close by. This was one of 6 mills recorded along Dales Brook. This particular example seems to have been used for brickmaking, in contrast to the other mills that were worked as corn mills. When you are ready, pass under the bridge and proceed along the old railway line. This is also now part of the National Cycle Route 45, so be aware that bikes may be using this stretch too. As you walk along the line of the old railway, you will see the edges and embankments are now effectively woodland edge habitat, and depending on the time of year, you may see a range of wildflowers, butterflies and birds in this linear habitat. This walk is also one of Butterfly Conservation's butterfly trails, and along the walk you will find 6 different interpretation panels with information about the butterflies found in this part of the Wyre Forest. On the right-hand side at one point, you will see a wooden 5-bar gate, the entrance to the Worcestershire Wildlife Trust's Knowles Coppice Nature Reserve. The woodland along this section has a long history of being managed for timber, supplying poles and saw logs to local industries, as well as mining pit props and oak bark for the tanning industry. You will see evidence of old oak coppice stalls on the banks and into the woodland. The railway, known as the Wyre Forest Line, was a single track hauling agricultural and colliery produce as well as passengers between Bewdley and Tenbury Wells, and on westwards to Wooferton and Ludlow. Day trippers came from Birmingham, and there were special trains for hop pickers and fruit harvesters in season. Proceed along the railway line for about 1 kilometre until you come to the end of the tarmac track, just before another bridge, then press track 2.